It's day 208 of hashtag 365. Hi, my name's Alex Baker. Let's talk about addiction, shall we?
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind. And together, we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
And every time you hear that intro, really try and take it in. Don't just let it become wallpaper. I've put those words in for a reason. As we hurtle towards the final part of hashtag 365, although this might, of course, be, you know, a kickstart year, the journey will continue forever. Today we're talking about addiction. As anyone with addiction will tell you, the first step to recovering from an addiction is noticing, of course, that you're an addict. Now, some people scoff at the prospect of someone being addicted to food. Scoff, no pun intended. Dear me. Some people say, oh, come on, food addiction, what a load of bollocks. There's nothing to it, you know, you just eat less. But given that science has shown that refined sugar is more addictive than cocaine, and given that we all have to eat all the time, I personally believe, and I'm sure this instinctively rings true for a lot of you, I personally believe that you're even more likely to become addicted to food than you are to anything else. Because nobody has to go and drink alcohol. Nobody has to do cocaine or heroin or whatever else. But we all have to eat to stay alive. So we're coming into contact with food all the time, whether we like it or not. And if our relationship with food is not a healthy one, then getting addicted to the wrong things is therefore going to be pretty damn easy, no? Now, the American Society of Addiction Medicine defines addiction as, let me get this right, a chronic disease that affects the brain's reward, motivation, and memory function. Someone with an addiction will crave a substance or other behavioral habits. They'll often ignore other areas of their life to support their desires. Let's listen to that again. They define addiction as a chronic disease that affects the brain's reward, motivation, and memory function. Someone with an addiction will crave a substance or other behavioral habits. They will often ignore other areas of their life to support their desires. So let's really analyze that. Coming into this, was my reward, motivation, and memory function with regard to food screwed up? Yes. Hell yes. How many times have I talked about it? You know, the idea that food is the ultimate reward for a job well done? Not any old food either, but dirty, fatty, greasy, salty food. I've had that lodged in my brain for ages. Do a good job, get some naughty food. That reward function, messed up. Were my motivations for eating out of kilter? Duh. I've talked about it loads. You know, the idea of eating to make me feel better, to change my mental state, out of boredom, out of procrastination. 100 different motivations, and none of them were to nourish my body with the fuel it needs to live a happy, healthy life. So were my motivations regarding food out of kilter? You bet they were. Is my memory function affected by this? Of course. If it was working properly, then I'd just remember all this stuff all the time. But I don't. Next time someone waves a burger in front of me, it all goes out the window. I don't stop and have a... Well, I am now. I do now, but I wasn't before. I wasn't stopping and thinking to myself, do I really need that burger? No. Memory out the window. All about impulse. All about addiction. Complete addictive behavior. Do I crave food? Do you even need to ask? And have I let my food addiction get in the way of other areas of my life? Well, that was basically one of the fundamental reasons that I started hashtag 365 in the first place, to stop wasting my potential by feeling sluggish and overweight and being so overweight that I'm limiting my lifespan. Addictive behavior, pure and simple. But as I say, to make meaningful change, we first have to recognize the addiction for what it is. And it's only then that we can start dismantling it. And the whole of 365 so far, if you think about it, has been about dismantling this addiction, gaining control of my intake through scrutinizing every calorie, gaining control of my out-of-control inner chimp who still thinks you've got to eat every given opportunity because he still thinks we're in the jungle, doesn't understand the modern Western world, and he only cares about survival. So boxing and reassuring my chimp that there's a better way, not letting him rule my addiction, analysing my habits and my defaults and figuring out which of them are conducive to non-addictive and not non-addiction, should I say, indulging behaviour, and which are not. And basically everything else that we've talked about on this journey so far. And what's super exciting, and I know I'm sort of repeating myself here, but I think it's really important. What's super exciting is that over the past 7 months or so, we've torn it all apart. We've laid it all bare. And now what we're doing is we're ploughing those new mental furrows again and again. We're being purposefully repetitious to establish those healthier patterns and dismantle that unhealthy addiction. And you know what? I'm feeling good about it, and I really hope you are too. And I'll see you tomorrow for another day.